This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show. It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next. So listen for yourself. Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Well, as we all know, there were so many questions about what was going to happen after the election with five states. Joining us to find out what the results and where we stand in the world of cannabis and the cannabis ballot measures is Jeff Smith from the wonderful MJBiz.com, which is the magazine that's really gives us everything we need to know about the world of cannabis. And so, Jeff, welcome back. Always wonderful to have you with us.
Thanks very much.
Okay. Well, what's the wrap-up? How did the states do?
It was a clean sweep.
The five states.
Clean sweep. No recounts necessary. So, New Jersey. New Jersey, Arizona, Montana, and South Dakota legalized adult use marijuana markets. We're now up to 15 states in the country that have legalized adult use. And Mississippi and South Dakota legalized medical marijuana. So actually, South Dakota became the first state in the country to legalize both adult use and medical marijuana at the same time.
At the same time, yes. So the 15 states, give us what those 15 states are, because it's a little confusing, but tell us the 15 states, if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, my God.
Have that.
I'll probably miss them.
Am I putting you on this? Well, Massachusetts is one of them.
Well, let's start in the Pacific Northwest. We've got Washington.
Okay, that's better.
We've got Oregon. We've got California. We've got Nevada. We've got Colorado. I know I'm going to miss some. We've got Alaska. We've got Michigan and Illinois legalized most recently. We've got Massachusetts and Vermont. And I might be missing one. I haven't really counted. But
and the District of Columbia?
Well, yes, the District of Columbia as well. And that program will probably expand in the next couple of years.
Yeah. So it is a very exciting time, but
it is.
Explain to us though what all of this means, because even though it got passed, for example, we in Massachusetts had it passed, but it took years later before there was even a dispensary. Years. I'm talking about years and years. Is it that long today? Is the process quicker?
You know, I think the process is going to move more rapidly because states really need the revenue, right? Because the pandemic has really stretched budgets and there's been a great economic cost. So I think you're going to see more rapid implementation than you did in Massachusetts. The big implication with New Jersey is it's going to put pressure on New York, Pennsylvania, and Connecticut to legalize. We expect all those three states to legalize, and perhaps even Maryland and Virginia in the next couple years. And then I think the big other huge thing about this election was that very conservative states legalized: Montana, South Dakota, and Mississippi. And I think that has huge implications even, you know, in Washington, D.C. with Congress, because As more conservative states legalize, I think there will be more pressure on these Republican senators to do something about federal reform.
Is this president-elect a cannabis-friendly president? Do we know?
No, he's pretty reluctant. But he's moving, he's evolving. He's moving more in the direction of being pro-marijuana. And then, of course, with his vice president, with Kamala Harris, I think there's going to be... She's very pro-marijuana.
She's very into it. Very pro-marijuana.
Yeah, so I think that will help. I think the biggest stumbling block is the Senate. And, you know, right now we're looking at Republican control unless Democrats win both runoff seats in Georgia. So that will continue to be an obstacle to federal reform.
Yes, I think you're probably right. I want people to understand that this is not just for the sake of medicinal use of this plant, but we're talking about an industry because of COVID. It's almost, Jeff, am I going too far by equating what happened after prohibition and the legalization of alcohol? I mean, after the pandemic, do you see that there's this pattern, there's a flavor that I'm feeling that maybe the use of this plant, industrial use, medicinal use, the revenue is just so huge, the opportunity is so huge that I think that everyone needs to really look at this in a different with different eyes.
No, I totally agree. I think both in terms for marijuana, both in terms of the medicinal value as well as a strong economic argument to be made for legalizing federally. I think and the pandemic certainly has brought those into the spotlight. And, you know, during the pandemic, marijuana has been deemed as an essential business in most states. So I think even regulators and governors are realizing this is, you know, it's got value.
So the money, we can't ignore the money. And because...
Right.
I mean, because that's what you focus on is the business piece of this story. Tell us what we're talking about for money.
Well, just in the states that legalized last Tuesday, we're talking about direct impact, direct sales that we project of over $2.5 billion a year by 2024. And I think that's a very conservative projection that we've made. It could well be more than that, and that's just direct sales. You also have all these ancillary services that will benefit from legalization, you know, like law firms and consulting firms and companies that make the grow lights and so on and so forth. So just huge economic impact.
It's security. I mean, you need to have security.
A
you
huge
cannot.
Deal.
Huge part of the cannabis industry. People may not realize that you legally are obligated to have security all the time surrounding
That's
the property
right.
and when you're open. And then there are these new, and because there's still, because the still is, it's still so crazy with banking, there are many facilities that now have secure rooms, and that's a whole new business. People are building secure rooms.
Yeah, security is huge, and it's probably
it's
one
a major
of the most secure
of
industries in the world, right?
Yes. I really do. I think it's bigger than what we could think of. But I want to also talk about the farmers. You know, allowing farming again, hemp farming, and to use this extraordinary fabric made of hemp. How wonderful is this fabric? It lasts forever. And flooring And they're making, we've talked about it years ago when we started doing this show. 4 years ago, we started talking about fiberglass made with hemp, Jeff. Fiberglass.
Yeah. It's really a shame it's taken this long to legalize hemp federally, because there are so many opportunities for farmers and, as you mentioned, industrial applications.
We're going to take a quick break. Jeff is with us, Jeff Smith, and I have to say that this is a very exciting time. We will go over what the ramifications are and what you guys, you're doing all kinds of virtual things at mjbiz.com, and,
right.
And you can share that with us when we come back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And we'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey. Stay tuned.
We're gonna rock this town, rock it inside out. We're gonna rock this town, make them scream and shout.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's not addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Boyer. And this is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. And we all need to clap our hands because Montana, New Jersey, South Dakota are just a few of the Arizona, some of the states that have now passed the legalization in some form of cannabis, whether it's the recreational and in some states medicinal. Joining us today, and we always love having Jeff Smith on with us because he's always has so much information. I think Jeff is with MJBiz.com, and this is really very important data that's happening right now because of this pandemic. Every state is going to need this additional revenue that cannabis may be bringing into the state. And I want to just say, Jeff, that for so long, and you can all, you know, snub your nose, you can all, whatever biases you've had against this plant, it's time for all of us to embrace the reality that this plant may be the saving grace in all of this mess we're in.
That's right. I think it could be. I think it could be, you know, huge for states in terms of, you know, states are really facing huge budget deficits, like you mentioned, from the pandemic. And even before the pandemic, New York was facing a multi-billion dollar budget deficit. So this could be huge for state budgets and also to create jobs and economic opportunities.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. So my question to you is two parts. One, is there still opportunity in this industry or is it too crowded right now to get into it? Someone listening, in your opinion.
Well, it depends on the state, but I think there's huge opportunities still. You know, and there's definitely a more of an emphasis with racial justice and criminal justice issues. There's more of an emphasis for states really to provide opportunities for small businesses. So there's, you know, multi-state marijuana operators dominate a lot of the they have a big part of the industry, but states are eager to provide opportunities for small businesses, minorities, women-owned businesses. So I think as you see these programs roll out, like in New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, there's going to be those kinds of opportunities. We see that some in Vermont as well. There's opportunities there. And one state I forgot to mention was Maine, and I actually lived in Maine for 9 years, and it's got a recreational marijuana program that recently launched, and they really tried to gear it toward Maine residents, but they got a little bit of opposition on that. But I think these states really want to provide opportunities for small businesses.
Yeah, I think so too. And I want to go back to what you were saying because I want to do a. I would love to do a whole entire show on the ramifications of the prison reform that needs to happen because it makes me sick. It makes me sick to think of the number of women, minorities, black, browns, all minorities of people that are in our prisons today from offenses decades ago because they had cannabis in their possession. I mean, how disgusting is this?
I think, you know, it's just really a dark chapter in our history when you think of what minor offenses these were, and they shouldn't have been offenses to begin with.
I know it. This is so, it's so frustrating, and I don't think many people realize who's in our prison systems right now, and how do we get these men and women out of jail? How do we get them out of prison? Are there organizations within the cannabis?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think, fortunately, a lot of these state efforts, like, you know, talking about legalization in New Jersey and New York and Pennsylvania, it will be to expunge the criminal records that were just of these minor marijuana offenses. You know, so people have clear records again.
Yeah. I think it has to happen sooner than later. I really do. And I also think that we as Americans need to understand that this is not just passing a joint around getting high, that this is major business, okay. That this is not that mindset anymore. And I've tried really hard on this show to not make this topic salacious. I try really hard to not make it, you know, the hip kind of fun show and, you know, let's get high kind of thing. I've never, ever done that with this program because there's just so much education that is needed in this country. There's so much work that really is needed to educate people on the width and the breadth of this cannabis plant.
And that's what we try to do, too, in Marijuana Business Daily really tries to emphasize the business of this and really getting away from this sort of stoner, you know, mentality, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Talking about the business, tell us what's happening. Because you guys have been relying on trade shows for forever. This is how you started. So give us the update of how you guys are surviving and some of the virtual kinds of things that you're beginning to do.
Yeah, we're doing a big virtual. So we usually have this annual conference in Vegas that last year drew 35,000 people.
It was on my bucket list. It was on my list.
Yeah.
By the way, it was on my list.
It's fantastic.
I was going to go this year. Yeah.
Well, and we did one in New Orleans that was smaller that people loved as well. And now we're doing these virtual, a virtual conference, and we did some election related webinars last week, and we're doing some investor related webinars today, and yesterday we did some, and then in early December, instead of our Vegas show, we'll be doing another series of webinars. So
wonderful.
You can, on mjbizdaily.com, you can look under events and get a flavor for it. We have some that are free.
And we got to run, but,
you know.
Wonderful.
Sorry?
Wonderful. Yeah, check it out. We've got to run, but check it out. Jeff Smith, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for all the updates and all the good news. And we'll be back in just a moment. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. No, you love me so.
With all the CBD offerings today, how do you choose the best one? My name is John R. Taylor, and I've been a naturopath for over 20 years formulating high-quality natural supplements. When I launched my Core Hemp CBD product several years ago, I used all my years of experience to produce the best possible CBD products. Core Hemp will satisfy all the rules of choosing a quality CBD product. Core Hemp is non-GMO, blended and bottled in the USA. Not an isolate or synthetic. I only use full spectrum hemp oil. 500 milligrams of CBD at 1 milligram per drop. Third-party testing so you know what you're getting. 100% hemp, no MCTs, no coconut oil or olive oil. We have both an oral CBD oil and a topical, plus one just for pets. To learn more about Core Hemp products, go to core-hemp.com and use the coupon code HEMP2020 for a 15% discount on your entire purchase.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And joining us now, and it's such a fascinating story. You know, one of the things that I love to do on this show is to really have, we try to do longer segments, and we try to do an investigative segments to find out how and why in the business and how companies evolve and become where they are and who they are today. And that's exactly what we're doing with Troy Ivan. And Troy Ivan has an extraordinary story because he went from this international life, this huge international life, London and Singapore, and, I mean, you know, all over the place, and winds up in Boulder, Colorado, and becomes involved in this little company, Extract Craft, and the rest, as they say, is history. But Troy, welcome to the program, and explain to us, first of all, your life before Boulder, and give us a little background of that, please, and welcome to the program. So glad you could join us today.
Sure. Thank you very much, Frank. I'm very, very happy to be here and appreciate for the chance to share our story. Well, yeah, it's kind of a windy road of getting to where we are now, or for me to get in here, but I started in school. Obviously, I ended up getting a scholarship in undergrad to study in Japan, so I was in Japan for a couple of years. I was studying business at the time, but then the Japanese language abroad. Came back, finished undergrad, went to grad school at Thunderbird, which is an international business school. Ended up getting a job in the financial industry, starting in New York in a Wall Street firm. I was a broker at the time doing U.S. Treasuries. And then I was hired there to end up going to Tokyo eventually, but ended up going to London prior to Tokyo. Then I was in Tokyo for a number of years again, and then Singapore for a number of years, and then back to Tokyo. And all that time I was working in the financial segment, so I was in fixed income, and then I was in doing and leading the credit default swap teams in Japan and some of the Asia X stuff, and kind of rode that CDS business up. And then through the financial crisis, didn't really have a vacation for 4 years. Had three young children at the time, and around 2012 decided enough was enough. I was going to pull up stakes and spend some time with my family. My wife is Japanese. We spun the globe, decided Colorado looked like a good place to settle. So we came to Colorado, spent 3 weeks looking for houses, found a few houses, decided on North Boulder, started flying airplanes and looking for opportunities, and here we are.
Your background is so solid. You know, I mean, you've years of experience. And what did you see in the world of cannabis that said, I need to take this risk and go down this road?
Oh, boy, yeah, that's kind of funny because I wasn't. I was very familiar with cannabis. I grew up in Michigan, just outside of Ann Arbor. I actually started consuming cannabis when I was about 11 years old, so I was quite young.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
Yeah. I was very young. One of my best friend's father was growing, and we happened to stumble upon a stash at a very young age, and then we had cannabis with us from then on, and all the older kids for some reason liked us quite a bit.
I'm sure. Yeah.
But then. But then, and obviously through college and everything, I was partaking in cannabis to some extent. But, you know, kind of lost contact with the culture through my financial career. And when we got to Colorado, I wasn't necessarily looking for cannabis opportunities. It was 2012 when we landed here. 2014 is kind of when things started taking off a little bit. And that's when I was looking for things to invest in or get involved with. And I invested in one composite company, and there's a couple other things I was looking at, and I ran into these guys, Lee Sutherland, who's one of the founders, pitching at the very first, their pitch for investors for the seed round at a coffee. It's one of these early morning, biweekly coffee meetups for startups to try to pitch. They were raising, I think, $250,000 for the seed round, so I invested about half of that to get them going and see where it was going to go. And it was interesting to me at the time because there was nothing else like it. It was replacing lab equipment that people just had no ability to have in their house or produce. We were way behind the curve in knowing how to use this stuff or where it would actually get us to. But it was interesting enough for me to get involved and spend a couple of years in my garage tinkering with and nailing the practices down, and then we kind of got it rolling.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about what you guys do at Extract Craft, because it's something that is very exciting, and not a lot of conversation has been spent on this topic, and so I think it's great that you're on today.
Yeah, it's kind of the one of our big hurdles is explaining to people what we do. What we do is we make ethanol, we make equipment that allows people to perform ethanol extraction in their house. So what that means is using food grade alcohol, like Everclear, to combine with plant material, and then you separate that alcohol, when you put it together with plant material, it grabs the essential oils and the oils in the plant material. And then you separate that alcohol mixture from the plant material itself, so you have what we call a tincture. So in that alcohol tincture is where the oils that the alcohol collected reside. Now, the only way to isolate that oil, which we call concentrates, you know, once it's concentrated, the only way to isolate that oil and make it a concentrate is to remove the ethanol. And that's a very difficult thing to do, actually. There's lab equipment called rotary evaporator systems, which are kind of difficult to operate. They're glass. They break easy. Obviously, you're not going to really put them in your kitchen. So what we did is we set out to simplify that process, and we broke it down into a way that we can use what we call pool boiling of ethanol, which is actually a lot more complex than it looks, but we broke it down into such a simple process that all people really have to do is push a button. So then the difference, there's other things out there. What people are traditionally very familiar with is cooking, obviously, and the closest thing to cooking is what we call infusions. And that's where you combine plant material with a carrier oil, like some kind of cooking oil, olive oil, MCT oil, coconut oil, whatever, with the plant material, and then the plant material, that oil absorbs the oils from the plant material, the essential oils, the cannabinoids, the terpenes, and then that stays in that carrier oil. But there's no way to remove the cannabinoids and separate them and isolate them. So that's the standard old school infusion way. To take that to the next level,
right,
where you can actually isolate the concentrates, is what we do.
So you isolate the concentrate, and it sounds so complicated, and yet you've done it in a way so that people can do this at home.
We've made it so easy, it's incredible. Our oldest known user, we've got a 97-year-old grandmother that makes her own cannabis concentrates, and she has no problem doing it. We have, you know, people with all types of ailments that are able to do it. And the process is as easy as cooking, but the problem is that people have a little, because it's so unfamiliar, people have a little bit of a mental block, you know, and hesitancy, thinking they can't do it. So in order, and we saw this friction fairly early, and even with me, when I first saw it, I was like, well, I don't know what that is. And it took me quite a while to
figure
it out.
Right, right. I'm going to let you explain more to us, Troy. We're going to take a quick break. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad I kept you on for the two segments because we really need the time. Give us the best website so people can find out more about what you're talking about and they can go online and look for themselves.
Sure. It's extractcraft.com, extractcraft.com. And then the user group on Facebook is just Extract Craft Users Group.
Okay, we'll be right back in just a moment. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-834-6216. 800-834-6216. 800-834-6216. Again, that's 800-834-6216.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 833-VITAL-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, and joining us now, and it's such a fascinating story. You know, one of the things that I love to do on this show is to really have, we try to do longer segments, and we try to do in investigative segments to find out how and why in the business and how companies evolve and become where they are and who they are today. And that's exactly what we're doing with Troy Ivan. And Troy Ivan has an extraordinary story because he went from this international life, this huge international life, London and Singapore, I mean, you know, all over the place, and winds up in Boulder, Colorado, and becomes involved in this little company, Extract Craft, and the rest, as they say, is history. But Troy, welcome to the program, and explain to us, first of all, your life before Boulder, and give us a little background of that, please. And welcome to the program. So glad you could join us today.
Sure. Thank you very much, Frank. I'm very, very happy to be here and appreciate for the chance to share our story. Well, yeah, it's kind of a windy road of getting to where we are now, or for me, to getting here. But I started in school. Obviously, I ended up getting a scholarship in undergrad to study in Japan. So I was in Japan for a couple of years. I was studying business at the time, but then the Japanese language abroad. Came back, finished undergrad, went to grad school at Thunderbird, which is an international business school. Ended up getting a job in the financial industry, starting in New York in a Wall Street firm. I was a broker at the time doing U.S. Treasuries. And then I was hired there to end up going to Tokyo eventually, but ended up going to London prior to Tokyo. Then I was in Tokyo for a number of years again, and then Singapore for a number of years, and then back to Tokyo. And all that time, I was working in the financial segment. So I was in fixed income, and then I was in doing and leading the credit default swap teams in Japan and some of the Asia X stuff, and kind of rode that CDS business up. And then through the financial crisis, didn't really have a vacation for 4 years. Had three young children at the time, and around 2012 decided enough was enough. I was going to pull up stakes and spend some time with my family. My wife is Japanese. We spun the globe, decided Colorado looked like a good place to settle. So we came to Colorado, spent 3 weeks looking for houses. Found a few houses, decided on North Boulder. Started flying airplanes and looking for opportunities, and here we are.
Your background is so solid. You know, I mean, you've years of experience. And what did you see in the world of cannabis that said, I need to take this risk and go down this road?
Oh, boy, yeah, that's kind of funny because I wasn't. The kind of I was very familiar with cannabis. I grew up in Michigan, just outside of Ann Arbor. I actually started consuming cannabis when I was about 11 years old, so I was quite young.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
I was very young. One of my best friend's father was growing, and we happened to stumble upon a stash at a very young age, and then we had cannabis with us from then on, and we, all the older kids for some reason liked us quite a bit.
But then,
obviously through college and everything, I was partaking in cannabis to some extent. But, you know, kind of lost contact with the culture through my financial, career. And when we got to Colorado, I wasn't necessarily looking for cannabis opportunities. It's 2012 when we landed here, 2014 is kind of when things started taking off a little bit. And that's when I was looking for things to invest in or get involved with. And, I invested in one composite company, and there's a couple other things I was looking at. And I ran into these guys, Lee Sutherland, who's one of the founders, pitching at the very first, their pitch for investors for the seed round at a coffee. It's one of these early morning, biweekly coffee meetups for startups to try to pitch. They were raising, I think, $250,000 for the seed round, so I invested about half of that to get them going and see where it was going to go. And it was interesting to me at the time because there was nothing else like it. It was replacing lab equipment that people just had no ability to have in their house or produce. We were way behind the curve in knowing how to use this stuff or where it would actually get us to. But it was interesting enough for me to get involved and spend a couple of years in my garage tinkering with and nailing the practices down, and then we kind of got it rolling.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about what you guys do at Extract Craft, because it's something that is very exciting, and not a lot of conversation has been spent on this topic, and so I think it's great that you're on today.
Yeah, it's kind of the one of our big hurdles is explaining to people what we do. What we do is we make ethanol, we make equipment that allows people to perform ethanol extraction in their house. So what that means is using food grade alcohol, like Everclear, to combine with plant material, and then you separate that alcohol, when you put it together with plant material, it grabs the essential oils and the oils in the plant material, and then you separate that alcohol mixture from the plant material itself, so you have what we call a tincture. So in that alcohol tincture is where the oils that the alcohol collected reside. Now, the only way to isolate that oil, which we call concentrates, you know, once it's concentrated, the only way to isolate that oil and make it a concentrate is to remove the ethanol. And that's a very difficult thing to do, actually. There's lab equipment called rotary evaporator systems, which are kind of difficult to operate. They're glass. They break easy. Obviously, you're not going to really put them in your kitchen. So what we did is we set out to simplify that process, and we broke it down into a way that we can use what we call pool boiling of ethanol, which is actually a lot more complex than it looks, but we broke it down.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.